After 3 years of extensive interior and exterior renovations, the building at 326 to 330 Queen Street E in the Sioux downtown is showing signs of activity, and some interesting additions. Gargoyles are now looking down from the roof. Café For Good, which had a soft opening last week, is a not-for-profit that operates under the same guiding principle as Grocer For Good at 147 Gore Street, providing goods and services to customers and valuable, much-needed training for its staff. We provide skills development training for young folks that may be at risk of being in the justice system, who may have already been in the justice system, and for other underemployed parts of the population such as indigenous people, said Lisa Vezo Allen, Grocer For Good Ability Development Program founder and board chair. It's youth-focused, unlike Grocer For Good. The youth that we employ at Café For Good are people 16 to 25 years of age who are underrepresented in the workforce. Funding for Café For Good came from the federal government. The Grocer For Good Ability Development Program received $1.14 million in August from Public Safety Canada's Crime Prevention Action Fund to create youth job training placements over the next 5 years. Our goal is to place and employ up to 28 youth per year, so each of them will do a 6-month period of paid employment to learn job skills, Vezo Allen told Sue Today. The cafe is open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, offering customers soups, sandwiches and salads made fresh every day, as well as baked goods, coffee and soft drinks. The Grocer For Good Ability Development Program made arrangements to open Café For Good at 326 Queen Street E with building owners Carmen and Rick Muto. The Mutos are also Grocer For Good's landlords at 147 Gore Street and have been working to revive and repurpose 326 to 330 Queen Street E for the last 3 years. They've been fantastic, Vezo Allen said. Before Carmen and Mark Muto came along, the building had been long unoccupied after it was badly damaged by a fire in 2009. It was listed as a tax sale property by the City of Sault Ste. Marie in 2019. The minimum bid on the property was $39,469.30. It's a good news story because it was a derelict building. One of the proponents that wanted to purchase it was going to demolish it and turn it into a parking lot. But Carmen and Mark had a vision and determination, and this was the perfect opportunity and location for us. It's a good example of how the private sector can help the charitable sector do great things for the community, Vezo Allen said. While the cafe is at 326 Queen Street E, 328 leads to two upstairs apartments and 330 is still under development for retail space, said Muto employee Alex Colasacco. Like all older buildings, 326 to 330 Queen Street E was built to last. Colasacco said its east and west walls are thick, solid brick. The Mutos recently installed gargoyles on the roof as a humorous spin on how security-conscious they are in regard to properties they own. Gargoyles, it is thought by some, ward off evil spirits. The revival of the building is the latest chapter in its long history. It was listed in the City of Sault Ste. Marie's 1914-1915 City Directory, said Sarah McComb, reference technician with the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. A reader later informed Sue Today that W.J. Hall was first listed as occupying 326 Queen Street E in the 1911 City Directory. Hall's bakery is believed to have operated at that location from 1916 to 1952. Library reference technician McComb said a long list of businesses advertised 326 Queen Street E as their location over the decades, including Wholesome Baking Union, Finance Covenant Book and Gift Shop, Ed Souvenirs, Sioux Surplus Store, Sports Village, Step in Style Shoes, Bargain Bob, Zoo and R Tax Services, Layman's Printing and Laser Engraving. Latest tenant Café For Good will celebrate the opening with a ribbon cutting ceremony at 2:30 p.m. on Friday, November 8.